Sketchbook Comics and Games presents Comic Book Store Adventures with J. Stu and K. Stu.
All right, it's J. Stu. Once again, finally, I'm back at the Mighty Sketchbook Comics with Jeff. How's it going?
I'm good. How are you? It's been a while.
Been moving. The weather's been crappy, but I'm back.
That's true.
And a lot to talk about. First thing I want to talk to you about, the big DC announcement of Convergent.
Yep.
Coming out next April?
It's like April, May, I think. It's when they're moving from New York to L.A.
Okay.
So they're doing this to effectively minimize their work for 2 months.
It looks
so
like
that they can do the move. You know, this is something that they can prep in advance and just ship through those 2 months. And it's cool.
But they're delaying all their regular books,
a
bunch of two-issue miniseries.
I think there's 40 of them.
Yeah. And at first, I thought it was just going to be, hey, here's what's been going on in the original DC Universe since...
No.
But now they're announcing, like, Justice League Detroit and...
Yeah, they're using, like, all kinds of the different worlds and stuff like that. At least that's the impression I get, is they're using all kinds of different worlds. Everything is fair game, with the exception of the New 52. That stuff is all being left alone.
All right.
So, yeah, we're going to see some pre-New 52 stuff and... Yeah.
Yeah, some pretty weird stuff on the list, too.
Absolutely.
So,
but some of it's pretty exciting, too. So.
Yeah, I guess the main one was Lois Lane being pregnant. That was the main image everyone
back
was showing.
Yeah, to the marriage. And, they've shown so many random things. It's pretty tough to speculate on it at all. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it could be good.
I think it'll be fun. Yeah. A little fun reminder, throwback to stuff we knew.
Yeah,
you know, the old school... Crime Syndicate and
you
know, the terrible, terrible Owlman costume.
The Justice League Detroit one made me laugh.
Yeah.
And there's two different Flash books coming out, one for Barry, one for Wally.
Yeah, I think the Wally one is Speed Force.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the, off the top of my head, I don't remember what the Wally one's called. Probably just Flash. But Speed Force is the Wally one.
Oh, cool.
Where he's still married with the kids. And,
the two super speed kids.
Yeah. And I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. And what else? Have you been following Spider-Verse at all?
A little bit.
I'm finding it weird but fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's some. It's got that weird feel to it. You get the impression that one of the Spider-Verse spiders works with the bad guys, and overall, I like the idea of all these Spider-Men. But the one thing that I'll say is, you know, people complain about DC and the multiverse.
Yeah.
And Marvel is proving with this universe that they're willing to double or triple, you know, 52 worlds.
Yeah, definitely.
They're willing to just create whatever they want at any given time to suit their needs. So, you know, if you want to complain about the multiverse, that's fine. But make sure you're not just complaining about DC's, because Marvel is all over the place.
Oh, definitely. Especially with that Secret War series that's coming out.
Oh, yeah. And that just, I don't even know what they're planning on that. Yeah. It looks like a giant Risk game. It should be Marvel Multiverse Risk or something like that. But yeah, with Spider-Verse, I mean, I really dig the idea that there's a Captain Britain Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That was probably my favorite thing of the whole thing.
It's funny seeing Spider-Ham interact
with Spider-Ham running around with a bunch of regular spiders, and the monkey one, too.
Spider-Monkey. Spider-Monkey, yeah.
But, I mean, it's been cool. I mean, the Spider-Gwen is getting her own book now.
Yeah.
The first issue is just rocketed through the ceiling. I mean,
that's what I heard.
The first issue is selling online for $25 to $50 a piece.
Wow.
And the 1 in 25 variant cover is going for, I think online it's listed at $150, but it's selling for $200+.
Holy cow.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
But good for Latour and Jason Latour, the writer,
definitely.
And Robbie Rodriguez, the artist. It's a cool concept that people really seem to grab onto even before the book got released. So.
Yeah, it's different, that's for sure.
I do think it's interesting. Her book is called Spider-Gwen.
Yeah.
It's kind of an awkward name for a title. I mean, they have a Spider-Woman already, so...
Yeah.
And I don't know that you would want to call her Spider-Girl, but they could have done, you know, Gwen Stacy, the Spectacular Spider-Woman, or Gwen Stacy is Spider-Woman, or, you know...
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Something like that. And Spider-Gwen's an awkward title, but it's what people are calling her,
Well... Ultron Forever got announced this week.
Yeah, I saw a little bit about it. I haven't really looked at it much, but it looks like, again... Marvel deciding they've got 8 billion universes.
Yeah, there's, I think, 3 different Thors on this team.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I have no idea. It's one of those things, you know, 52 worlds. You know, DC's crazy, you know, have a multiverse. But the main Marvel universe is 616, which means there's at least 615 others.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's... Yeah, yeah. That, I think we're going to see, honestly, anything they can tag the name Ultron onto.
Oh, for sure, especially next year.
The next 6 months.
Yeah.
Maybe 8, 10. As the movie hits the theaters, they'll continue to do it.
Oh, so. Definitely. And that shouldn't be a surprise to anybody.
No, no.
Now, getting into the movies and TV section, we were just talking a little bit about Benicio Del Toro actually turning in the Justice League Dark script.
Guillermo.
Sorry.
I was
going to
say,
Guillermo.
I'm thrown off by the name. I'm like, who's Benicio Del Toro? I'm like, no, that's the guy who played the Wolfman. But no, that's not
Guillermo Del Toro, yeah. I even wrote it down here. Okay, Guillermo Del Toro.
Yeah, yeah.
Who is kind of notorious for saying he's going to do something and then doing something else, I guess.
Yeah, I kind of was under the impression Justice League Dark was dead. You know, the fact that nothing had been announced, you know, as part of the movie schedule, and nothing's really been said too much TV-wise, you know, whichever route he's going to go with it. So when you find out that he turned in the script to Warner Brothers, I mean, that to me sounds like a movie. So,
yeah.
Well, more power to him. I hope it gets done. I would love to see, you know, I mean, clearly he probably, I guess there could be two Constantines, but if it's a movie. But yeah, it'd be awesome to see characters like Zatanna and Swamp Thing. And
I know he had mentioned a while back that he wanted the Spectre in there, too.
Yeah, and holy crap, it would make me happy if he used Frankenstein from DC.
Yeah.
I love that Frankenstein character.
It's a great character. He's been great in the Future's End, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love him in everything he's been in.
Cool. And what do you think about this Guardians team-up book that's coming out? Do you think there's too many Guardians of the Galaxy comics now?
The potential's there. The potential's there. A team-up book seems... I don't know. They try them all the time, and they don't... Like, Astonishing Spider-Man was a team-up book, and it died fairly quickly.
Yeah.
Now, granted, that may have been partially because it's superior, but team-up books on the whole don't seem to be a great idea.
Not anymore, no.
Yeah, and... So, we'll see. I mean... One of the funny things that Joel and I were talking about is we got the new previews where that book is solicited.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me laugh that, you know, they put Art Adams covers on all kinds of books. I mean, he's a legendary artist. He's phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know anybody who doesn't like Art Adams' art. He is the artist on this book, at least for the first story arc. That would be my guess. He's not fast enough to do it monthly. But the art that they use is one of the variant covers by somebody completely different. I'm like, why would you not just use Art Adams? You use it to sell everything. But not his own book, apparently.
Oh, jeez.
So Marvel makes some interesting choices, but...
They do.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Okay. I think the potential's there that it could be good, but I know, speaking for us, that Rocket Raccoon and Star-Lord don't sell nearly as much as the Guardians book itself.
Yeah. And it's not a title that's ever had longevity, like,
no,
throughout its history.
I don't know if it's just them trying to capitalize on it while it's hot, but I would think that would have been 5 months ago.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, not 2 months from now, 2 months after the DVD, Blu-ray, whatever you want to call it, gets released. Seems kind of silly to me, but Art of the Atoms is slow, so maybe it just took them that long.
Oh, maybe. So we got to talk about this because I'm coming in here a couple hours after the Star Wars, The Force Awakens trailer got premiered. Just a teaser, but, you know, rightfully so, it's 12 months before it comes out.
Absolutely.
So give me some of your thoughts, sir.
I hated the first half and I love the second half. I love the guy walking through the woods, clearly the bad guy. I mean, he's got a red lightsaber with the hilt protectors and it looks cool. You and I were talking earlier about how... Entertainment Weekly is calling it like a triple-bladed lightsaber.
No.
I don't think that anybody who's ever seen a lightsaber before that it even strikes anybody as triple-bladed.
Not even.
And for the record, there's been triple-bladed if you've seen the Phineas and Ferb Star Wars episodes.
Yeah, oh yeah.
When those two just start gadgeting their lightsabers in the big fight between Phineas and Ferb. I think at one point there was about 50 lightsaber blades. And that's an awesome cartoon if you haven't seen it.
Oh, no. I've seen it. The kid loves those guys.
Oh, I do too. But I love that him moving through there. I love the mood of it. You know, the voiceover is really, really good on it. The Falcon flying through the air, the X-Wing skimming the water. It all looks fantastic.
Yeah.
The guy popping up at the very beginning seemed a little goofy.
And the robot on the ball.
And the robot on the ball just strikes me as Disney saying, Abrams, we need to sell some toys. And it looks so much like a World Cup soccer ball that he's rolling on.
It does.
I expect it, within a couple of days we'll just have memes all over the internet where it is the World Cup soccer ball under this stupid robot. Yeah, it's... To me, the first part is goofy.
Yeah.
The second half, I thought, was good.
Agreed.
I thought it was really good.
So, you know, it's kind of... I don't know if I use the proper term. It's bad enough that's coming out 12 months before the movie.
Yeah.
Rumor has it there's a Batman versus Superman trailer coming out 16 months before the movie comes out.
Yeah, I've heard that. I think I heard the rumor was January-ish.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm under the impression that both of them are actually done their primary filming, like the primary photography.
Yeah.
And that they're into, you know, special effects and editing and all that. So... I guess, if you want to start building...
That seems like a long time.
It is. The reality is, it absolutely is. Yeah, but I guess if you've got it done...
Yeah, I guess so.
You know, movie theaters aren't... Or movies aren't... I don't know. They need to make their money, I guess, at the theaters, as opposed to DVD and Blu-ray anymore.
Yeah.
You know, because people just download this stuff. So maybe that's their theory, is they got to start teasing this stuff to get every butt in the seats that they possibly can to make as much as they possibly can before people start downloading it.
I guess so.
Like maybe. I don't know. I'm speculating. But yeah. And I mean, I'm assuming you've seen the hype for Wonder Woman's director. And
I have, actually.
The fact
yeah.
that she's a woman. People losing their minds.
That's not a
that.
Big deal, though.
I didn't... It's my concern about the director... And, I mean, it is a woman. I can't think of what her name is right now. She's directed Breaking Bad
and
Game of Thrones episodes. So there's definitely a pedigree there that is great. What is her name? Michelle McLaren. That's her name. And, okay. Yeah, she's directed Game of Thrones. She's directed Breaking Bad. She's been nominated for, Emmys for Breaking Bad. Better Call Saul. I think that's the spinoff.
Yeah, the prequel
Breaking
that's
Bad,
coming out. Yeah,
she's directed an episode of that. So I'm more comfortable with her now, knowing that mm-hmm. because that's the two shows that have done extremely well and people love them. But my concern with it wasn't that she's a woman; it's that she was a first time movie director.
Yeah.
So that was my big concern. The fact that they got a woman directing Wonder Woman, it's an awesome sign.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
You know, I think the stat is that like 4.7% of movies are actually directed by women. So, yeah, we could use more women in the industry, absolutely.
Yeah,
and it's
for sure.
Cool that they could do it for Wonder Woman, but, I mean, the fact is if they had announced a male director who's competent...
Right.
You know, if they'd said, by the way, J.J. Abrams is going to direct Wonder Woman, I would have thought, well, the first half of the teaser trailer will suck, but it's awesome because he's a good director.
Yeah.
That's what I want for Wonder Woman. I just want it to be a good movie. I don't care.
Yeah, me too.
Male or female who creates it, as long as it's good and it, quite frankly, and it appeals to women, then I'm good with it.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I'm glad that they can grab hold of that and say, look, we got a female director. Cool. That's awesome. And it appears she's a good director, so... That, to me, is what matters.
Cool. Now, like I said, it's been a while since I've been in here, so what have you been reading?
Oh, man. A little bit of the Spider-Verse stuff. World's End. I just like the Earth 2 stuff a lot.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
What else have I been reading? Multiversity, which has been cool. I've gotten mixed reviews from customers, but aside from the first issue, where about half of it was confusing as hell, I've dug the stuff that Morrison's done with it. Third issue.
Yeah, I finally got to read the issue where it was all the teen superheroes and they were all celebrities. That was pretty awesome. Actually.
I enjoyed it a lot because to me, I'm like, this is a giant commentary on the Facebook and the social media world of teenagers and young adults, which I'm clearly not one of anymore.
preaching to the choir.
Yeah. what else have I been reading? Rasputin from Image.
Okay.
I really dig Rasputin from Image. It's based on the historical character. And, I mean, obviously they're taking some liberties and playing up the mysticism part of him and, you know, the ghost of his father's in it a lot. But I really like it. It's a really, really good book.
Okay. Justice League?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I haven't read the latest one yet.
Okay. I won't spoil it for you, then.
Well, I've read bits and pieces of it. I flip through it because I do it all the time so that I can talk about it to customers. But I haven't sat down and read it word for word yet. I do love the scene where Steve Trevor's like, why isn't Wonder Woman affected? And Lex Luthor's looking at him like he's an idiot.
Yeah.
She's not human. She's a god. I was like, this is fantastic. I love... Right now, man, I love what DC is doing with Wonder Woman. Between Superman, Wonder Woman, and the Justice League, and... I haven't read the first issue of her book now with the new creative team yet,
right.
But what they were doing with her before the new creative team, at least, was all so good. Just fantastic. So,
well, how's Superman Wonder Woman with the new creative team? I have yet to check it out.
People are losing their minds because Charles Soule's left.
Yeah.
I was disappointed that he was leaving, and I mean, I still am because he was doing such a good job.
Yeah.
But when they announced that Peter Tomasi was the writer on it, I had no issues with that at all. In fact, I was like, this book could potentially get even better. Because this is a guy who writes relationships well. Look at the first arc of Batman and Robin.
Mm-hmm.
That father-son relationship between Bruce and Damian, that is the book. That's, yeah, they fight somebody. I don't really remember his name. It was the son of somebody that Bruce had trained with growing up. It was just so good, though, that relationship between father and son. And he's written so much of the follow-up to the death of Damian,
yeah,
with Bruce's reaction. And, I mean, Batman and Robin right now with Rise of Robin has just been incredible. So the idea that people are losing their minds, that Soul is gone, and he was great,
mm-hmm.
great. But Tomasi is, I think he's a valid, valid replacement for him. I don't think they just went and chose whoever they could find at any given time. I think they got quality. I really do.
Okay.
And I love Doug Monk. I love Doug Monk's art. So
yeah, for sure.
I have nothing to say about that except just read the book, decide for yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, that's probably the main stuff I've been reading.
Okay.
I mean, there's all kinds of stuff I flipped through that I probably just don't remember at the moment. No, I've been reading like the Godhead story in Green Lantern with the New Gods, which I'm digging a lot.
I started reading Gotham Academy with Diana on your recommendation.
Yeah, it's so good.
She loves it.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so good. It reminds me of Harry Potter.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, just the idea that they're at this school and getting into things. That's a book that I had no expectations for. And when I read the first issue, and this doesn't happen to me a lot on brand new things, I hit the end and I was like, I need the second issue now. Now. I've got a week or a month to go before it comes out. But it was just so good. Yeah, I really enjoy that book a lot.
Okay.
And Grayson, I mean, Grayson's been fantastic with the spy stuff. Helps that he's my favorite character.
Oh, for sure.
But, yeah.
All right, man. Well, I want to say thank you to you once again for having us in your store and talking to us.
Yeah,
and,
no worries, man.
The store itself is Sketchbook Comics. You should get down here. He's got amazing stuff in here for you to see. There's even Firefly Yahtzee now.
That's right. That's right. McFirefly will be happy about that.
Definitely. So, Ryan, if you're listening, get down here and buy some Firefly stuff. And everyone else, come check out the store. It's an amazing store. The people that work here are great, and you'll love it. So,
absolutely.
All right. Thanks, Ben.
No worries.
Sketchbook Comics and Games is a store that has something awesome for everyone. In addition to selling comics, board games, and action figures, there are tables for open gaming. Wednesday nights, Sketchbook features game night starting at 6 p.m. Friday through Sunday, Sketchbook is the place to be for Magic the Gathering. The store is located at 224 Glenridge Avenue, Unit 9 in St. Catharines. Come on down for all your geek and comic book needs.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.